Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, what is the truth about the sudden adult death syndrome? Headline news, yesterday's news. Media blackout. Executive producer at ABC News dies suddenly at the age of 37. The sudden unexpected death of the executive producer for ABC's News this week with George Stephanopoulos at age 37 over the weekend is some sounding the alarm about the dangers of the COVID vaccine, even though it's not been determined yet if the shot played a role in his death. Ladies and gentlemen, across the nation, we've had Dr. McCullough, Dr. Cole, Dr. Malone, and other major scientists and physicians that have been sounding the alarm bell. But where you see the headline on this news article that says media blackout, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what's taking place. The media blackout. You can turn on ABC, CBS, NBC, and the Communist Network News Networks and all of the standard networks, and they're not talking about what is happening with the COVID vaccination and the number of people that are suddenly dying and or that are being harmed physically, and the major number of loss of babies through pregnancies and the pregnant mother taking the vaccination and it harming physically and or taking the life of the mother and or the child. Ladies and gentlemen, we're faced with a major, major cover-up, as it has been called in some circles. That cover-up has taken place through the news media silence. And the news media, you might say, well, why is the news media silent? Why aren't the news media saying something about these sudden deaths and what is taking place with the COVID vaccination? Ladies and gentlemen, roll your television dial. I challenge you to find any network that's not promoting a major, major, major pill of some kind by all your major pharmaceuticals. The pharmaceuticals, through buying of ads on the television and the radio and newsprint, it has brought about silence because the news media cannot then talk about the side effects and the dangers of Pfizer and other pharmaceuticals if they're raking in hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on the ads on their television networks. And this article, another article, top cardiologist ties unexpected death and collapses to the COVID shot. A top London cardiologist who was one of the first to take the COVID-19 vaccine and to promote it on all of British television is warning his colleagues that the public has evidence tying the incidences around the world of unexpected cardiac events and deaths and otherwise health to people to the COVID vaccine, end quote. Further, the article states, this person writing, it is my duty and responsibility as a consultant cardiologist and public health campaigner to urgently inform doctors, patients, and members of the public that the COVID mRNA vaccine has likely played a significant role of being a primary cause in all of the unexpected cardiac arrest and heart attacks, strokes, cardiac arrhythmias, and heart failures since 2021. And it is, he's making this statement. He says, this is the fact. until proven otherwise. He's saying, these are the scientific facts, these are the medical facts, and if you can prove me wrong, do so. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a five-page article that's a frightening article in relationship to what's been discovered, and now warning the globe about that discovery. And yet we have so many that are not interested, and it's the news media. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll read to you later in this broadcast, article after article after article, where the Twitter people, Twitter has been a major social media platform that censored and shadow banned any information that they considered was disinformation or misinformation if it did not meet the standard of what CDC said. In fact, we're discovering through the peeling of the Twitter onion that the CDC had a direct port into Twitter to give them directions and instructions what to cancel, what to ban, what to take off, what to prevent going forward. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're finding today, and I believe there'll be far more information in the next 30, 60, 90 days, we're finding today that we have been deceived, and part of that deception has been by keeping news away from we the people as to what's really taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, it appears that all of the media continue to be silent about the sudden death syndrome acts as though it is not taking place. This is now called a cover-up, a massive cover-up, an intentional cover-up by CDC, FDA, and the NIH. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, I'm reading the article, a cover-up of evidence of mass murder. The CDC appears to be removing VARES, the V-A-R-E-S, records. The article reads in part, something strange is going on with the VARES system. That's the reporting system for the CDC for COVID. Reports that were present 3 months ago are now inexplicably missing, and fewer than 4% of the adverse events recorded in the VSAFE, that is the VARES system, have made their way to VARES. This is the CDC's database. Dr. Rochelle Walensky is in charge of it, and the agency's failure to properly manage the VARES system is suppressing the already alarming safety signals of the COVID shots. So, ladies and gentlemen, more and more of the articles coming out that I research are showing that we have been faced with, in the past two and a half years, a full frontal attack by the federal government via a cover-up. Now, why the cover-up? Well, the two or three factors. Number one factor is that you have Bill Gates, you have George Soros, and others that are wanting to have the global reset that's pushing for the new world order. They believe that somehow, some way, we've got to reduce the population. I've said to you before, and I'll say once again, as just a little parenthetical footnote, the COVID-19, the virus itself, was created in the Wuhan, China lab, with U.S. taxpayer funds funding it. It was created as a biochemical warfare virus, and somehow, some way, whether it was incidental, accidental, or on purpose, released. And ladies and gentlemen, they knew this was going to take place because of the gain-of-function research that was being done. And as a result of the gain-of-function research, ladies and gentlemen, that was bought and paid for by the NIH with Dr. Anthony Fauci and the CDC and those involved with the FDA, they knew the results. They knew where it was going. You can go back as far as about 2014, 2015. It didn't just appear, even though it did just appear in 2019, through it's called COVID-19, did just appear in 2019, but it is not because it was new. It was already something that was on the burner to be developed. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it was done through Dr. Fauci, not incidentally or accidentally, but purposefully through the gain-of-function research, and it had a purpose, and the purpose is for a total mass genocide on a global basis. And we're now seeing some of the evidences of that. Here's another article. A 25-year-old former football player dies suddenly. 25-year-old former football player died after suffering a heart attack while jogging. Jack Hosek, who played light tight end for the University of Wisconsin and the University of Central Florida, suffered cardiac arrest in Boston on December the 6th, according to the Orlando Sentinel reporting. two prominent cardiologists, Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Ashim Mathura, believe the best explanation for the apparent rise in sudden and unexpected deaths and cardiac events in otherwise healthy people is, in fact, the COVID-19 vaccination. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can search these scientists, these cardiologists, these physicians. Look at these that are coming forward and have been for the past 2 years warning and warning and warning again. Their credentials are pristine. Their authority on the subject is without any blemish, flaw, or question. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, what they've tried to warn America about, what they've tried to warn Americans on, has been covered up by Twitter and other social media platforms and organizations. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, vaccinated people make up the majority of the COVID-19 deaths according to the CDC's own data, but yet it's not being reported. This article says, data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, shows that the vaccinated and boosted people made up most of the COVID-19 deaths. Deaths, according to the report, is 58.6% of the deaths are attributed to vaccinated or boosted people and seem to be a sign of growing trend where vaccinated individuals are increasingly becoming the majority in the COVID-19 mortalities. Quote, we can no longer say this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, this physician says. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. I understand it's a difficult subject to grasp. It's a difficult subject to talk about. This is what happens when you have wicked people in charge of a nation. This is what happens when you have a socialist, Marxist, communist mindset that we're going to overthrow the borders of America. We're going to overthrow and destroy the medical system in America. They've already overthrown and destroyed the educational system in America. And ladies and gentlemen, the thing that's on the fast track now, fast burner for the future of America, is to totally disarm America, just as they've just done in the past few weeks in Canada, where just about every brand, every name, every weapon, every known weapon in circulation is now being banned in the nation of Canada. We find, ladies and gentlemen, that when a nation is set up for a dictatorial control, they take full control of the medical system, they take full control of the educational system, and then they destroy the right to keep and bear arms. And as a result of that, you have a full-fledged dictatorship. It was Joe Biden that in the past 2 years has said eight times that I know of, he has said publicly that there's no guarantee of the Bill of Rights. There's nothing in the Bill of Rights, he says, that would make us think that it's absolute. So we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the evisceration, the total destruction, the annihilation of our constitutional republic, placing us in a position that it's all set for the Antichrist to step on the scene. Now, listen, I'm not saying that Joe Biden's the Antichrist, but he is in charge of setting up a system where when the rapture of the church takes place, the Antichrist will step on the scene and will control the whole world. And this is possible with the activities that are taking place and the stage being set, the furniture being put on the stage, and the shears being opened, where when the shears are pulled back, ladies and gentlemen, it'll be the rapture of the church, and then it'll be too late, too late. So may I just do a little parenthetical footnote here. I believe that you're listening today, whether you've taken the vaccination or not, if you've never said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, I urge you to do so. Time is short. Death is sure. Eternity is real. Hell is eternal. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't think there's any way that you could say, well, I hope I'm saved. I'm planning on getting saved. Do it and do it today. Do not procrastinate and put it off. Life is too short and death is too sure. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, that kind of ties the bow on what I've been saying so far on this broadcast. 1,502, and this article is about 60 days old, 1,502 athletes with cardiac arrest, serious issues, 1,029 of them dead since COVID injection started. That number is going up exponentially. This article says the total number of dead, including in this number, there are also dozens of reports that are not included in this total number shown in this headline. It goes on to say, In response to their pronouncement, here's a non-exhaustive and continuing growing list of mainly young athletes, young Americans, young people, healthy people, had major medical issues 2021-2022 after receiving one or more of the COVID vaccines. Initially, many of these were not reported. We know that many of these were told not to tell anyone about their adverse reactions, and the media was not reporting them at all. They started happening and ramping up after the first COVID vaccinations. The mainstream media are still not reporting most, but sports news cannot ignore the fact that soccer players and other stars simply collapse in the middle of the games due to a sudden cardiac arrest. Many of those die. More than 50% have already died. Ladies and gentlemen, this article goes on to say, we also note that many posts in Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, on all these social media forums and news stories are being removed and are sequestered and are called misinformation and disinformation. So now we're receiving some messages saying there's no proof of the events of the vaccination status. That is partly because this information is being hidden from the general public. Ladies and gentlemen, that should cause everyone under the sound of my voice to be alarmed at the realization and recognition that the real news is being suppressed. And one of the things that brings this to the forefront is after Elon Musk bought Twitter, and now the Twitter onion is being peeled, and more information is coming out of showing just how deep and just how pervasive, just how broad the sequestering of the truth has been that's been taking place. It shows us just how deep and broad and how massive the information that is true, that is vital for the citizens in America to hear and know and understand, to make wise decisions on things like getting the COVID jab, how it is being sequestered and censored because the general public's being shut out as to the facts of what is taking place. In fact, I'm looking at a massive article. Headline, Twitter censored accurate COVID information that conflicted with government sentiments, according to the new files. Twitter altered the COVID conversation by censoring information that was true, but not in line with the U.S. government's policy, discrediting public health experts who disagreed and suppressing constrained information. The latest installment of the Twitter files showed that on Monday. Both the Trump and Biden administration directly pressed Twitter executives to moderate the platform's pandemic content according to their own wishes. Reporter David Zigwed said in the 10th Twitter file release. Previous Twitter files have focused Twitter's close relationship with the FBI and all other governmental agencies, as well as the platform's censorship. But the latest information shows that the White House attempts to work with the major technology companies such as Google, Facebook, Microsoft, control conversation during the COVID pandemic. Joe Biden came into office. The White House began focusing on anti-vaxxers accounts, doing meetings with Twitter, according to the report. The Biden administration specifically targeted reporter like Alex Bernstein, who was critical of vaccines and subsequently removed him from Twitter. Inevitably, dissenters, yet legitimate content, was labeled as misinformation or disinformation, and the accounts of doctors and specialists in the field and others were suspended, both for tweeting opinions and demonstrably true information being given. Notice, it says demonstrably true information being given. Other accounts using U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's own data were taken down because of an accusation of misinformation or disinformation. Ladies and gentlemen, it should cause us to be very seriously concerned about what is taking place. This article says, Twitter files show company suppressed COVID information from doctors and experts. It is very, very true. This article reads in part, Twitter appeared to succumb to pressure from the federal government to moderate content around COVID-19, including blocking a post from the former Harvard scientist who offered critical feedback against COVID-19 vaccines as far back as 2021. According to the latest installment of the Elon Musk-endorsed Twitter files posted on the morning of December the 26th, internal emails published by the journalist shows that there were countless instances of Twitter posts being taken down are labeled as misleading because they differed from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines as established views on the COVID-19 vaccination. It was misinformation and disinformation, and much of what is being done today on all of the other platforms are doing the same thing. It's just I just simply call it an intervention of the hand of God that's allowed Elon Musk to come in. I don't know anything about the man other than the fact that he says that truth needs to prevail, and he's doing that through the Twitter onion being peeled. And it's my prayer, ladies and gentlemen, that the ultimate truth will come out. It's my prayer that through the some of the conservatives, I don't believe that most of the Republicans going in January, next few days, they'll take a position, be sworn in. I don't have any hopes that they're going to do a major, major change as to what's taking place with the misinformation and disinformation that is being called and it being shadow banded or censored by the social media and all of the big tech giants. I believe it will continue. I believe we've had a lot of Republicans that have been elected under the premise of I'm going in and I'm going to really be the knight in shining armor and I'm going to protect Americans. They're rattling sabers, but I don't give any credence to the possibility of them making any major, major indentation or changes in what is taking place in America, especially with this COVID lie that's being told. Here's an article that says, where are the bodies? The truth about the sudden death syndrome. Some Germans, listen to this carefully, ladies and gentlemen. It's the capstone of what we're saying today. Some Germans who lived through World War II have said that they had no idea that the Holocaust was even going on. Maybe they thought the reports were fake, fake news, misinformation, or disinformation, or simply enemy propaganda, or that the civilized Germans would never commit such crimes. One denialist was a bartender whose bar was downwind from the ovens. He claimed to have noticed something, but nothing was done. Humans have an enormous capacity to see no evil and to hear no evil, this writer says. Some who knew full well that the Jews were being murdered rationalized it by calling it an essential public health measure, claiming that Jews were the source of the death and the typhus epidemic that was taking place. Quote, we, of course, are not like them. And nothing could be as evil as the Nazi Holocaust, but consider the possibility that a genuine epidemic might rationalize public health measures that inadvertently or presumably purposely lead to death. One is not supposed to blame officials or question their policies. Instead, we blame the disease on non-compliant people, deny them medical care, and even hope that they will die, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we've seen taking place in America now for almost 3 years. We've watched the medical tyrants, CDC, FDA, etc., under the guise of public health assistance to protect us from health tragedies, that they brought this upon us, and they've done so by total control of the medical information and the news about it. Just as in the Holocaust in Germany, whereas many just close their eyes, close their ears, see nothing, know nothing, do nothing. We're finding that same thing to take place in America today. And ladies and gentlemen, one news reel that was on national television, I watched just the other evening, a person was interviewing a physician about what is taking place in the realm of colds and influenza in America. And that physician, a medical doctor, representing some department of the federal government. I don't know if it's NIH, CDC, or otherwise. But he made the statement that in 2020 and 2021, he said we had almost no influenza. And he said that was because we were wearing a mask. And now we need to go back to the mask. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an absolute lie. There was no record of almost no influenza in 2020 and 2021, because everybody that sneezed or coughed were told that they had COVID. It was an absolute massive deception. It was a massive lie in order to inject as many as possible. And I think the total is somewhere in the neighborhood of 180 million Americans that have been taken the shot and then boosted and boosted and boosted some more. And CDC is now saying that we need to have the booster every 2 months so that people can be protected. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a mass genocide that is taking place, and it is being covered up by the officials in Washington in the Biden administration. Ladies and gentlemen, the CDC, the FDA, and the NIH, and all of the federal agencies called medical agencies, ladies and gentlemen, have censored the facts. They have called it disinformation. Thousands today, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of that, are dying, and yet they're still pushing for the COVID jab. In fact, some doctors are now urging that more need to die from the non-vaxxed area than from the vaccinated area, and it's the exact opposite of the truth. In fact, I'm looking at one major article that says the British MP claims a prominent British Heart Foundation leader has ties with Big Pharma and covered up evidence linking the mRNA jab to heart inflammation and cardiac arrest. A member of the British Parliament has made the explosive claim that a high-ranking medical official in the British Heart Foundation has covered up a report revealing that the mRNA COVID vaccination causes inflammation of the heart and the heart arteries and death. He claimed that a prominent cardiologist with permanent leadership role with the British Heart Foundation suppressed a report associating heart risk with the mRNA COVID vaccination. He added that the risks from the vaccination are being covered up due to financial ties with Big Pharma. And ladies and gentlemen, you can spread that not just from the British standpoint, but you can look at that as an American answer also. It's because of the MONEY and the major goal of a global reset, as it is called by the ones that are wanting to destroy America. I'm looking at a headline. CDC knew, KNEW, CDC knew that the COVID vaccination causes heart problems and death, but kept mum on the subject. The CDC data in the court cases showed that the health workers and others and the first responders, they were called, knew that the mRNA COVID vaccination could cause those to suffer and or die as a result of the vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time that we sit up and smell the roses. I believe it's time that we recognize that we have been deceived. I believe it's time that we, the people, as conservatives and Christians and patriots, that we stand up and say enough is enough. I believe it's time we turn back to depending on God and not government. I believe it's time that we would, as 2 Chronicles 7:14, if we would turn to God, seek his face, turn from our wicked ways, confess our sins, God can heal our land. And as we approach the going into the new year, it is my prayer that we will recognize the need to turn back to God, recognize the need not to trust government, but to trust God, placing all of our trust and confidence. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path, according to Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And I challenge you with that as we close today. We need to take the stand and understand the dangers that loom before us, but recognize that God is on the throne, God is still in control, trust God, and not government. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.